Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. Early Christmas advertising in Southern Oregon and Northern California is nothing new. It has been around since the late 1800s, when some ads popped up even before Halloween. It got a boost in 1903, when the socialist co-founder of the NAACP, Florence Kelly, wrote a widely published essay advocating early shopping in support of her crusade for child labor laws and an 8-hour workday. Kelly's essay, titled The Travesty of Christmas, contended that late shopping resulted in a bitter inversion of the order of holiday cheer for poor clerks and delivery boys. The essay inspired the National Consumers League to implore citizens to halt what it called the inhuman nature of the 11th-hour rush on bedraggled sales clerks. The Ashland, Oregon Tidings echoed Kelly's sentiments 9 years later, declaring it was very poor policy to delay Christmas shopping until the last minute. The newspaper warned that late shoppers could face low and picked-over stocks, as well as poor customer service from clerks, worn out and apt to be nervous, if not inattentive. The Tidings advised city folk to stay home Saturdays, the day farmers preferred coming to town to shop. Today's episode of As It was written by Christopher Shockey, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.